Today is Monday, October 9th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Leif Erikson Day, which, by the way, he's a Viking of some sort. And the photo that they have for this is actually a picture in Iceland, because there's a big church in Iceland that has a statue of Leif Erikson. Because I guess he's like the Columbus of Iceland. Not really. Not really the Columbus of Iceland. But I mean, he is celebrated in Iceland. It is also National Pro-Life Cupcake Day. I didn't realize cupcakes were pro-life. So, there you go. It's also, make sure when you're buying your cupcakes today. Well, actually, don't. Don't celebrate this day. Because, yeah. Also, National Moldy Cheese Day, which on, excuse me, froggy throat, morning throat. So, we've been watching MasterChef Australia. And on MasterChef Australia, sometimes they have challenges where they'll have to taste something and then guess what it is. And, you know, I don't remember other times, but this one was cheeses. So they had to guess the cheese, and I didn't realize there were so many blue cheeses or moldy cheeses, because there's like, now I don't remember, but I feel like it was Camembert, but I could be wrong. That it might not have been Roquefort or Roquefort. There were several. Now I'm gonna look. Let's see, chat. I'm gonna say, what are the types of blue cheese? And let's see. I'm just looking here. I just want a list of types. What's taking so long here? Roquefort, I was correct. Stilton, Gorgonzola, Danish Blue, Blue d'Auvergne, Cabrelis, Maytag Blue, so many. Forme d'Ambert. There are probably others, but that was eight right there. Anyway, it was very difficult. I mean, they had to, because they cut them all into cubes, so they all look the same. I would have thought blue cheese would have been easy, because I would have just said blue cheese. But that would have been wrong, because yeah. They would have been like, can you be more specific? So I'd be like, no, I can't, because I don't eat blue cheese. It is also, let's see, National Kick Butt Day. And it is National Native American Day. So, yeah, lots of things going on today, but don't eat a cupcake. Whatever you do, do not eat a cupcake. It's just not appropriate. So anyway, yeah, so we had a weekend, and Saturday wasn't busy, like super busy, but the thing about it was I forgot. So we had scheduled, Sydney had to get, Sydney the dog, by the way. For those of you who are new listeners, our dog Sydney, not the person Sydney, or the city Sydney, either one of those things. She needed heartworm medicine, and they would not give it to her. I mean, they wouldn't let us buy it, because apparently she had not had a fecal examination. And I know we discussed that already, because I had taken her in May for her yearly, and I thought they were doing everything, and they even discussed the fecal, and they said, do you want to do a fecal? And I said, well, does it need to be done? And they said, well, it's optional, it doesn't have to be done, whatever. And I'm like, well, do what needs to be done. And I thought everything was fine. And then like a month later, we needed to order heartworm medicine, and they denied it. Because she hadn't had a fecal. And I was like, dude, you told me she didn't need a fecal. It was only optional. And if you'd have told me, yes, she has to have one because she's going to run out of heartworm medicine or like whatever, I would have done it. Anyway, they were apologetic, but we still had to take her back. So we had to. So Saturday morning, I forgot that we were doing it. And we had had the mix the night before on Friday night. And so, which went well. Everything went well on the mix. And anyway, so Mark, and I don't know what he was thinking. He comes in. The appointment is for 10 a.m., but I'm sleepy because on Mix Minus nights, I tend to stay up super late because we get done around 12:30 or 1 a.m. my time. And then I'm usually kind of ramped up or kind of, you know, I don't want to go to bed right away. And so normally I'll put up whatever is the show du jour. I will put that on. And sometimes I fall asleep during that. And then I wake up and then go downstairs and get in bed. But sometimes I stay awake and it just, you know, I watch an episode or two and it relaxes me. And then I go to bed. So I don't go to bed until probably around 2. And anyway, so Mark comes in. We are about 20 minutes from the vet. And Mark comes in at 9. The appointment's at 10 a.m. Mark comes in at 9:36 or something like that. We only have 20 minutes to get to the vet. And he's like, are we going to the vet? I was like, shit, I don't know why he didn't wake me up sooner and go, hey, I just want to, because he knows I'm forgetful. Hey, I just want to remind you, Sydney has a vet appointment. So I didn't have time to shower. I didn't have time to brush my teeth. I didn't have time to do anything. I was like, jumped up, threw on a pair of jeans and a shirt and, you know, run out the door. And then we made it. We were right on time. But so we made it. It took over an hour. I don't know why. They weren't even all that busy, but I don't know if they were short-staffed on, or maybe they don't have a lot of staff in there on Saturdays, because they're only open half a day on Saturdays, so maybe that. It took 20 or 30 minutes for them to even get her in to see her. And then that was pretty short, but then we had to wait 15 minutes for the results, because they take a sample. They put a spoon in her butthole. I don't know. I don't know what they do. I picture like a tiny little melon baller where they like stick it in and like rotate it and they get a little ice cream scoop. A little melon ball. Tiny little melon ball scoop of poo. And then they put it, you know, in the machine and it goes, oh, no heartworms detected or whatever. But it takes like 15 minutes for them to get the results back, so we had to sit there for more. Anyway, they finally got done and it was too late. We had just missed breakfast because, you know, all of these fast food places stop serving breakfast at 10:30. I was so excited when McDonald's started doing all day breakfast and then they a year later stopped doing it. I was so sad, but because I'm always a late breakfast eater. I don't eat, even if I get up early, I tend to not eat breakfast until later. I'm more of a brunch person. But anyway, so we couldn't do that, but we did go to McDonald's. I just got a little burger and a small fry or something. And we went home, had lunch, and we kind of had a relaxing afternoon, which was good. But we did have a restaurant of the week reservation for Saturday night. And so, you know, we kind of hung around the house. Mark put up the fall wreath, as you do when it becomes fall. And I think we just watched MasterChef Australia or something like that. And then we got ready and went to the restaurant in the evening. And it was called Blackberry Brasserie. And it started out, we waited 10, they sat us in the bar, which we had a reservation. I thought, ugh, why are you seating us in the bar? And they weren't full. It looked like the main dining room had plenty of seats, but they sat us in the bar. And I will pick up on this tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.